Bavakama Perkyud Mishnah Zayin. Homel Chaver Gizaltiha Hilvisani Hifkadato Etzli. Person tells his friend, I stole from you, I borrowed from you, you put something by me. Ve'en yodeim hechzartilach imlo hechzartilach. But he says that I'm not sure if I returned the item to you or if I didn't return the item. So here, he's actually being moda that he was chayiv to return it to him, but he's mesupik whether he did or not. And the Rav says that the lender, the guy that gave it to him, or the guy he stole from, is saying, Bari, I know for sure you did not give it back to me. In this case, chayiv l'shalim, we make him pay him back. I, even though you have a Bari and a Shema, the Shema is holding on to the money, the Bari saying, I'm certain, that's what Bari means, I'm certain you owe me. And the Shema is the other guy that's holding on to it saying, maybe I paid you back or not, I'm not sure. And we hold that Bari doesn't even take away a Shema, unless it's a Raya, because a Motsi Mechaveh or Olav Araya. So the Bari really should need to bring a Raya. Here you don't, because that's only when the guy that's holding the money now is a Shema that I don't remember even taking it from you. Maybe I wasn't even Chayv to begin with. Then we say that the Bari, to take it from him, the person that's certain needs a Raya. But over here, since he's at least agreeing that he was Chayv in the first place, and now the Shema is not that Shema am Chayv, but Shema that I paid you back, which is a Suffolk Piron, Suffolk that I paid you back, a Suffolk Piron does not take away a Vaday Chiv, like the Rif Paskins. But the Rav points out that if the Tovea, the guy who's demanding the money, doesn't say Bari, if he's also a Shema, then the other person that has it now is not Chayv Bidinei Adam, only if he wants to be Yotzim Bidina Shemaim, he should give it back to him. Mishnah continues, Avalim Omar Lo, Eini Yodei Im Gizal Ticha, but if he says to him, I don't even know if I stole from you from the first place, imhilvisani, or whether I borrowed from you, imhifkadeta etzli, or whether or not you even mafkit something by me. So here, the Shema is whether I even was chayiv to begin with. Pater milashalim. In this case, he's pater to pay him back, like we said. However, the Rav points out, he still has to make a shvua, shvus hesis, that's what it's called, it's a shvua midarabanon. He's making a shvua that he doesn't know whether he's chayiv or not. Because like the Rav points out, if he would be a Bari and say, I for sure don't have this by you, we would make him make a Shvua. Also, when he says he doesn't know, all the more so, we make him make a Shvua that he doesn't know.